Hi, my name is Annabelle Callahan, and I'm going to be talking about my experience in Buenos Aires, Argentina. I studied abroad there for a J-term class the fall of 2023. Oh, excuse me, winter of 2023. So Argentina was somewhere that I wanted to go. We had like a sports kind of trip. That was like the main focus of it, like communications and sports, which was really intriguing to me. And there's a huge soccer culture in Argentina, which is very near and dear to me because I'm super involved with soccer. I've been a fan and a player my whole life, so it was really cool to be in a country where that was like people's like live or die, like for soccer, or for football, I guess you could call it. So one of the days that we were in Argentina, we had kind of a last minute excursion. My professor had planned with, his name was Juan Francini. I really liked him. He took us on this bus. We like chartered this like small bus and we went to the Argentina national team training facility. And this was right after they had won the World Cup. So it was like probably one of the coolest things I've ever done. Nobody as like a group had visited the facility until us, which was really exciting. There was honestly like people that were like outside of the facility, like trying to get in when we had first gotten there, which was kind of crazy to think about, like how much of like a sacred space this was. I remember it vividly. It's like the summer in Argentina, during our winter. So it was like a million degrees. We got there and there was like so much security. You had to go through like this one gate that had to let you in, and the bus driver like had to like get checked by all these people and all this stuff, and Juan Francini like had to get everything situated. But we got past like the security. It was like pretty intense there. And then when we got there, we parked the bus and like walked this while. Like we walked through the whole concourse. It's like this huge facility. They have a bunch of like outdoor like fields. They have a bunch of beach volleyball fields. I guess they play like soccer over the beach volleyball net, which is pretty cool. They had a couple of teams, I'm pretty sure, like of soccer, like volleyball, like if that's what you want to call it. So they had some of those. But what was really cool was that we saw some of the youth national team players there. So there was like one gaggle of like this team that was like, I think, like a U16 or U17 team that was just coming back from training, which is really cool to see because they were like in their element. So they were outside and like had just come from practice. The grass was like so green. All my friends make fun of me because I said Messi's grass, man, because that's where Messi played. But it was like such a cool experience for me to see that like that's where these legends, like these Argentine legends, had come from and played for and like been at this facility. There was like all these murals of Messi like all over the place on top of these, like on the side of these buildings, which was really cool to see too. Just how much like time and effort were put into like dedicating this facility to like these sacred players, that like people worship like gods. Like I remember our tour guide and Juan Francini were like trying to explain it to us that like these people like literally worship like this team like they do like a god. And it was really cool to me, and like that stuck with me for so long, was that the bus driver for our trip like wasn't supposed to, like, you know, he's just like a added member to the group. We brought him on the tour, and I remember seeing him in the middle of the field, and he was like genuinely like shedding tears because it was like so emotional for him to like be in this facility and be in this setting. And like he could go home and tell his like friends and family that he went to the Argentina national team train like facility like for work today, like which was so cool. And like nobody really gets to just like do that on like a normal day. So it was really cool like that our professor got us to get like go there. And just like seeing like such a small thing, like our bus driver like genuinely shedding tears because how like special and emotional like this place was for him, and like as like a like an Argentina culture, like, you know, moment for him to be in this place where like his, you know, his idols like played there. You know, he would like die to go and see them play, or, you know, be in this space. So we got to see a lot of the outdoor facility, but also like the indoor stuff too. Like they had all these gate, like those Formula One like video games where the players like hung out. There was like all this cool like stuff where they could like spend their time when they weren't practicing. So it was just like, you know, such an incredible experience for me as a soccer fan, but also for someone that appreciates like how much the Argentine like people appreciate soccer. You know, it's something that they like live and breathe for every single day. Like their world stops when Argentina's playing. Like when they won the World Cup, it was like, you know, there was videos of them like in the streets for days and days because of how like iconic it was for them and just like a monumental moment. So it was really cool to be in that space, and you know, something that not everybody gets to tell a story of.
That's so cool.